It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 2, and we are loaded for bear this year. Once again, the lovely Rita Sanchez has taken the week, winning 13 games. Friend of the show, Rob Adams in second. Foxy, myself, and Danny Butler tied at third. D, you're right behind us. You are right behind us with plenty more players. So if you want to sign up, there's still time. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2024. Sign up and invite your friends. Anybody can play. It's free. And the winner gets all the bragging rights out there. Week 2. Still no buys. Let's get to it. Thursday night. Prime Video. The 1-0 Buffalo Bills go into Hard Rock to take on the 1-0 Miami Dolphins.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
Same. The Bills. Yeah, they had a little trouble with the Cardinals. So let's see what happens when they have a spike in competition.
And Josh Allen hurt his non-throwing hand.
There you go. So there's that too. Good times. An already depleted Bills team cannot afford to lose Josh Allen, even if it's on his non-throwing hand. Sunday, the 0-1 Las Vegas Raiders go into Baltimore to take on the 0-1 Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, and the Raiders will be 0-2. I'm taking the Ravens.
It's going to be closer than you think. I think that there's going to be a little bit of Minshew magic, but not enough to win. Lamar is still going to lead the team in rushing, and they'll get over that week one loss. The 1-0 Los Angeles Chargers come east to Charlotte to take on the 0-1 Carolina Panthers.
Oh, man. Let's just call it what it is. Chargers.
It's a 98-2 win percentage probability for CBS Sports.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Hey, we've seen the Chargers not post coming east, but they have never, ever played a team this bad. So I think you got to stick with the Chargers. The 1-0 New Orleans Saints go into Jerry World to take on the 1-0 Dallas Cowboys.
Taking the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? I still don't know what the Saints are because the Panthers were that bad. If that makes any sense.
Could you even watch that game, Phil?
No. Potential game of the week material here. The 1-0 Tampa Baker Buccaneers go into the Motor City to take on the 1-0 Detroit Lions.
I'm taking the Bucks.
That's it. I don't blame you. I'm going to take the Lions. I think they're going to keep the train rolling here. Baker's still going to have a hell of a game. Just the Lions will get the last laugh at home. The 0-1 Indianapolis Colts go into Lambeau to take on Malik Willis and the 0-1 Green Bay Packers. We didn't even mention the Jordan Love injury on our show this week. There was that much news.
Colts.
You got it, right? I mean, if Jordan Love was healthy, that totally changes the dynamic of things. But even so, CBS Sports has the Colts winning at 67% chance. So they're giving the Packers a shot here. Probably because of Josh Jacobs. But, we'll see. The 0-1 Cleveland Browns go into Duval to take on the 0-1 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Browns.
offensively, they looked so bad last week. I don't think the Jags are that great, but I think they are at least competent on offense. I'm going to take the Jags. The 1-0 San Francisco 49ers go into Minnesota to take on Sam Darnold and the 1-0 Minnesota Vikings.
49ers.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam comes crashing right back down to earth. The 1-0 Seattle Seahawks go into Foxborough to take on the 1-0, the surprising 1-0, New England Patriots.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, I got to agree. Jacoby Brissett is not going to have that clean game that he had on Sunday. And credit to the Seahawk defense for that. The 0-1 Jets, 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 Jets go into Nashville to take on the 0-1 Tennessee Titans.
The paper planes. I think they gotta win.
They have to.
Their new logo looks like a paper plane.
A little bit. I could see that.
I'm gonna start calling them the paper planes. The New York paper planes.
Especially when they do the when it's the all white against the green backdrop, it does look like a paper plane. Shit, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm going to take the Jets. I think that...
they have to win, right?
They have to. And, well, they're also not playing the Niners. So maybe 19 is enough to beat the Titans. It sure as hell wasn't enough to beat the Niners. And I don't think Tony Pollard's going to have the day.
You start with Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers?
Shit.
Shit.
That's tough.
That's a Jimmy Dugan question.
Oh my, there was a fire you started which I had to pay for.
I would have wrote to it thank you, but they wouldn't give me anything sharp to write with.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
That's good advice.
It is. The 0-1 New York Football Giants go into DC to take on Jaden Daniels and the 0-1 Commanders.
I'm sorry, I have to take the Commies.
After that performance, I'm taking the Commies too. That was absolute garbage. What we saw was atrocious. So it's what hope, what confidence could you possibly have right now? Not much. Not much.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 0-1 Los Angeles Rams go into the desert to take on the 0-1 Arizona Cardinals.
Cards.
I'm taking the Rams. I'm going to take the Rams. So
They look good.
They can't close. So let's see if they can close this week. Like they got that's two tough ones in a row.
I know, but for having a second baseman for a quarterback, they certainly moved up and down the field like they wanted to. And, you know, James Conner, he still ran the ball well. But surprising, Marvin Harrison Jr., one catch, 3 yards, 4 targets. That's a problem.
They're going to have to.
That's a problem.
That's a chemistry lesson. They're going to have to figure that part out.
That is a chemistry lesson, is right. That's a problem.
We're going to figure that out.
He can't get more than one ball, dude.
See, now that's bad. That's bad. Joe Burrow's mediocre. You know, the Marvin Harrison thing's bad. But the Rams are a stiffer test than the Bills. We'll see what happens. But, you know, you can't be that excited about it since you know about Puka Nacua. And, like, there are injuries already with the Rams. So temper your enthusiasm. But I'm going to take the Rams. The 0-1 Cincinnati Bengals go into Arrowhead, not Burrowhead, Arrowhead, to take on the 1-0 Kansas City Chiefs.
I mean, you have to go Chiefs. after watching the Bengals inept offense.
How about them Chiefs? There's no reason not to believe that this train will continue to roll. The 1-0 Pittsburgh Steelers go into the Mile High to take on Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos.
Steelers, I'm on the Fields train.
As much as I want to take the Broncos, I can't. I don't think they're good.
It's not easy to play there.
It is in Denver. I just don't know about this team. I mean, they had the Niners. They had the Seahawks on the ropes, and they let the Seahawks back into it. So can they close is the question. The same question I had about the Cardinals. And for that matter, can Justin Fields close? Like, we didn't see it consistently enough with Chicago. And I can't say that he's with a better team. You know, screw it. I'm going to take the Broncos. Why not? Why not? Javonte Williams needs to get off. How about that? Remember, you have a running back, coach. Your Sunday night special. The 1-0 Chicago Bears go into Houston to take on the 1-0 Houston Texans.
Houston.
Yeah. Prediction pain. Caleb Williams, this is welcome to the NFL. This is going to be bad. And your Monday Night Delight, it's a battle of the birds. Kirk Cousins and the 0-1 Atlanta Falcons go into Philly to take on Saquon Barkley and the 1-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles.
No way he gets 3 touchdowns again, though. No way. Ain't no way. But the Eagles are going to roll over the Dirty Birds. Those are our picks. What are yours? Join our CBS Sports Pick'em and play along with us, and we'll find out. It's free. Winner gets bragging rights. Come and see if you can take us down. And see if you can take down the champ, lovely Rita Sanchez.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.